Welcome to NewSauce. With thousands of young people struggling with revision and exam pressures at the moment, today we're going to be talking about the use of cognitive enhancing drugs to aid study. We'll be talking about their effects, side effects.
It makes you sweat a lot. I've noticed I use a lot more deodorant when I'm
and whether or not you think using drugs like Ritalin is cheating. We'll explore why people are taking them and how it's affecting them.
I took Modafinil because my friend told me it was good for staying awake and revising.
And we'll look to the future and discuss if taking drugs to help you study is cheating. Perhaps the most abundant, well-known of the study drugs is caffeine. You may not think of it as a drug, as it's so commonplace, from coffee and tea to Coke and chocolate. Caffeine is in a lot of people's daily diet.
I usually have it in the morning, when I get up from bed, and then sometimes another day with friends at the coffee shop.
Its brain-stimulating effects have been known since 800 AD, and it's used medically to stimulate the heart. I'm here in a coffee shop talking to Eve, who uses caffeine as an aid to study.
I'm a medical student, so we have the written exams and the practical exams, projects on top of that, so it requires a lot of work and you have to stay up a lot of long nights, long hours, so you need to keep your energy levels up somehow. During exam period I have a lot more, you know, the caffeine keeps you awake, keeps you studying. I often go on to Red Bull or other branded products of such type.
Caffeine works by fooling the brain. To the brain, caffeine looks like a molecule called adenosine. Normally, adenosine binds to its receptors and gradually makes you sleepy throughout the day. However, as caffeine has a very similar structure to adenosine, it can also bind to adenosine receptors, stopping the sleepy effects that adenosine will have. It also stimulates a part of your brain called the pituitary gland, which senses emergency and results in the release of adrenaline. This causes your pupils to dilate, your heart will beat faster, and it causes more sugar to be released into the bloodstream. This is the caffeine high that you experience. But can you have too much caffeine?
Yes, I've had the shakes before. When you double up your coffee and your Pro Plus, that's usually when it happens.
But some students are taking the need to study harder even further. One popular drug is Ritalin. It's normally prescribed to children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or, as it's more commonly known, ADHD. It blocks the reuptake and stimulates further release of dopamine into the brain. Dopamine is important in stimulating attention and motivational circuits, which keep you awake and alert. Its effects are rapid and last approximately 4 hours. However, it's been linked to the action of cocaine and suggested as a